Felony drug cases in McLean County rose by 32% last year to a record high, though the five-year trend is not as stark as the one-year jump. State's Attorney Don Knapp says a lot of the increase came from methamphetamine offenses.
Judge Yoder has said, I've seen more meth cases in the last year in my courtroom than I did the 12 years I was state's attorney.
Prosecutors say the steep rise in meth cases began 2 years ago. Meth cases were 40% of all drug felonies last year in McLean County. 5 years ago, the figure was 10%.
We've seen an amazing amount of meth, and it's no mystery that the cartels who had distribution networks for cannabis have changed up and started flooding markets with methamphetamine that is of a pure quality.
Knapp says the rural home meth lab industry that created low-grade crank has given way to crystal meth.
We haven't seen meth labs like you were accustomed to seeing because of this methamphetamine coming in from other sources.
Most meth comes from suppliers outside the state, and Assistant State's Attorney Jeff Forbes says sometimes local people even go to other states, such as Missouri or Arizona, where prices are lower and supply higher, and bring it back. There were nearly 200 meth cases in McLean County last year out of an overall total of 492 drug felonies. For comparison's sake, there were more meth cases last year than there were total drug felonies in the county in 2001. I'm Charlie Schlenker.